Well,
yeah, good idea.
We can get them. The discussion on insourcing county transit system might take a fast launch if we started now.
Item number 15, from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to amend and retroactively increase 2013 Disabilities Services Division purchase of service contracts and extend and increase 2014 purchase of service contracts for birth to three agencies. This item was also referred to the Committee on Health and Human Needs on March 12, 2014. That committee recommended adoption by a vote of 7-0.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With the consent of the committee, I'd like to be recorded voting with the prevailing majority on the previous item.
No objection. We'll do that.
I move adoption.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Lide will give a brief overview of the report.
Well, I'd be happy to answer questions since you move adoption. This is one of our programs. It's a gym. It supports children who have developmental delays from birth to three. There are a number of agencies who work with us, and this is a recommendation to increase their contracts for the balance of 2014. We also have some additional money that we're allocating to them. We have just recently completed a comprehensive review of their fiscal and programmatic aspects, and we feel very confident that they are not only providing good service, but they have exceeded their contract, their units of service, and have worked with us very closely over this last year to adopt a new methodology so that we know what we're measuring and that we are measuring their performance based upon good performance measures as well as an allocation and accountability of their funding.
Supervisor Druzik?
Could you explain how, and maybe this isn't for Ms. Lide, but it might be Mr. Fudge or even Mr. Bohm, how this works with a retroactive increase of about $200,000 in the 2013 contract? First, were there budgeted funds for that? What are we talking about with the retroactive increase?
Yes, this was at the time that we came in December, we had not had a full year's review of all of their units and services. So this was a reallocation of those dollars that we had in our budget already that we reallocated to them based upon their utilization of units and services for 2013.
Have they already performed the service?
Yes, they have. And we didn't have that at the time that we came in December because we normally don't get the end of December's until around the end of January. So this gave us the time to make sure we had all their completed activity for 2013 and that additional $150,000 was in our budget, and we wanted to allocate that based upon their utilization of services and also based on the fact that the majority of those agencies exceed their allocations, and we wanted to appropriately allocate that based upon the complete 12-month year in activity.
Any further questions or discussion? If not, we'll take the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Excuse.
Stamper?
Excuse.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 15 for adoption prevails.
Thank you.
Item 16.